Hello, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, December 5th, 2018. We have a brand new What Did Barrett Say? The Elf on the Shelf edition. He's trying to catch him. Annie got her first ever flat tire on the Pike. And also, Annie the Christmas Elf is trying to help producer Dan find the Christmas spirit. Sounds like really they just got drunk together. So we heard producer Dan, who was a little bah humbug for the holidays, but he realized it and he wants to be in the Christmas spirit this year. So we presented him a gift, Annie the Christmas Elf.
Annie the Christmas Elf, she'll make Dan's Christmas a ball.
Hey!
Bar crawls ice skating at the frog pond, going to blink at Faneuil Hall.
Get it?
Annie the Christmas Elf.
Bop, bop!
She's got Christmas on tap.
Skirt!
Shopping for ugly sweaters and other Christmassy crap.
Okay!
If you're like producer Dan and don't have the Christmas spirit.
No spirit!
Call for Annie the Christmas Elf, and you know she will hear it.
Here's everything.
So they went out to...
That's awesome.
Go ice skating, but I guess first they stopped at a Christmas gift shop in Faneuil Hall, Kennedy.
Look at it all.
Look at what?
Look at it all.
Yeah, it's... What? What
am I looking... It's so cute. Yo.
What? Wow, it's like Christmas threw up in here. This is the first stop on the Christmas Cheer Tour of 2018. We are in a big Christmas shop in Faneuil Hall.
It is the best thing ever. Everything is so shiny and sparkly. I just want to take it all off the walls and run. Dan, you just need to soak it in. Look at Santa. Santa's like 8 feet tall. Lit as hell.
We're in a gift shop, not the North Pole. $40 snow globes.
I would object.
Look at what?
Look at it all.
Yeah, it's... What?
It's just like the North Pole, only here.
Santa's
and you
like
can
eight
see
feet
it.
Tall. Lit as hell.
You could get personalized ornaments. They had everything working for you, Dan.
All right, and now there's a big tree. Where this was the big tree? Is this at Blake?
I don't know what it's called.
Is this at Faneuil Hall?
Yeah.
We're approaching the tree, Dan.
This is our next stop on Christmas Cheer Tour 2018.
This tree is lit.
Actually, that's the thing. It's the middle of the day, so it is not lit.
Okay, but look at it. It's 5,000 feet tall. There is more ornaments on it than I know what to do with. Tinsel, lights, bows.
Lights.
You got the works, Dan. Do you know how lucky you are that this is right here in your own city, in your own backyard?
There's a lot of pigeons in it.
Yeah, it's a Boston original.
All right, I don't know. It's all right. Sorry. 5 out of 10.
To be fair, it was like, you know, mid-afternoon,
yeah.
So it wasn't necessarily lit up, but use your imagination, Dan. There were so many lights, so many beautiful
things. This tree is lit.
It's the middle of the day, yeah. You're definitely going to lose a little bit of the ambiance being down there when it's not.
But still, the music is playing. Yeah. The,
yes,
the ornaments
absolutely.
Are all there. The entire, you know, space is decorated.
Salvation Army is down there collecting.
Okay. In this next clip, Annie secretly recorded me without my permission, and she will be hearing from my lawyers, Jim Sokoloff and Barry Feinstein.
Dan and I are still on our Christmas tour 2018. He just went to put money in the Salvation Army guy's tin, so I feel like I'm starting to make him crack. Dan, are you cracking yet? He looks like a happy little peach. We're turning him into a Christmas cookie. Oh, he's running at me. He's running at me. He's running at me. He's running at me. He's cracking. Don't believe anything he says.
Charged her like a bull.
Is Christmas peach a thing? Is that?
I don't care. I'll take it.
He's a Christmas peach. He's a Christmas cookie. He's all of them.
I don't know if that's a fruit associated with Christmas.
Sure it is.
Just let it be. Just let it be.
So Annie the Christmas Elf is trying to bring holiday cheer to producer Dan, who's trying to grow his heart three sizes. So she took him to Frog Pond.
All right. We're here at the next part of our Christmas excursion.
We're skirting.
We are at Frog Ponds. We just put our skates on. We have not hit the ice yet. It is above freezing temperatures out here, so the ice looks a little...
It's a little slushy, but you know what, Dan? We're here to be winners, and we're here to spread Christmas cheer. I want this whale that this girl has that's helping her skate, and I really feel like I should have got one for you and I. You know, I'm all in on this Christmas thing, but this is going to be bad.
I feel like a baby giraffe walking for the first time on these skates. Like, I'm all for experiencing some Christmas cheer, but I don't want to die doing it. See you guys on the other side.
Did you guys have any nips or anything?
Christmas cheer.
Is that Dr. McGillicuddy's making an appearance?
Sober as can be, I was just so excited to see Dan. I could see his face light up as he was lacing up his skates.
I was 100% sure I was going to blow up my knee.
To spread Christmas cheer.
How did it go, though? How do you feel, Dan?
I had a lot of fun ice skating.
Yeah.
Ice skating was a good time.
All right, last piece of audio from Frog Pond.
So we're skating on the Frog Pond. Dan is off on his merry way. He is loving this, I can tell. He is really starting to crack now. But man, I got the shin splints, and I swear, if he tears his ACL, I don't know if this is going to make Christmas good for him or not. I love it. Christmas baby.
Christmas baby.
Christmas baby.
What do you guys have planned for that?
Batman on little skates.
I have never seen Dan so happy, I truly believe.
I think they're going to go caroling.
Better. I love it.
Dan didn't have any holiday garb, but I did see that he has a Budweiser hat because he said it's red like Santa.
Oh, no.
We have some stuff.
Auntie Kennedy has.
I brought in all my Budweiser stuff.
Auntie Kennedy has plenty.
Look at it all.
Look at what?
Look at it all.
Yeah, it's what?
It's the 2018 Christmas Cheer Tour, sponsored by Budweiser.
I'm here for it. Kennedy. I'm here for it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say? What did Barrett say?
Okay, so I have an 8-year-old son, Barrett. He has Ziggy, the elf on the shelf. And I don't know if you saw on my Instagram the other day, Kennedy, I posted this boomerang of him in the living room, and he has all of this stuff in the living room, and he's running up and down the stairs with all of his stuff, and I'm like, what are you trying to do?
Yeah.
What were you doing earlier with the tape measure?
I was trying to trap my elf.
And why are you trying to trap your elf?
Because I want to actually see him in real life, like flying and...
And what is your plan to trap him? Why the tape measure?
I was using dental floss to try to trap him. I was going to attach the dental floss to my doorknob, and I would attach it to a bell so it can...
Yeah, but he doesn't always go in your room.
But I made a sign.
Oh. So he's like, free cheese this way for Ziggy the elf, and he wants to bring him into his room.
The trickery.
This is amazing.
Yeah, Barrett and I had a conversation at the mall, and I was asking him about Ziggy the elf, and he was like, yeah, he goes away every night, and he reports on me. And I said, but you can't touch him, right? And he goes, no, you can't touch him.
That's right.
I'm confused at what he's doing right now.
Yeah, and well,
gloves.
I wanted to know the first question I had. So what did the note say?
Ziggy, go upstairs. I have a surprise for you from Barrett to Ziggy.
So what's upstairs?
An elf, and he's like a spring elf, and he's used for your doorknob, so I put him out, and a bunch of Hershey's are there because he loves sweets.
How did you get this idea?
I saw it on a movie.
What movie was it?
Christmas Chronicles.
And what was that movie about?
So the kids, they catch Santa Claus. They actually fly in a sleigh with him, and then they crash. They have to save Christmas because they lost their sack of toys. It fell out in midair. Like above clouds.
Been there.
And they just landed in Chicago when they were from Lowell, Massachusetts.
Lowell. They were from Lowell?
10 seconds later, they were in Chicago.
Lowell.
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 So he's setting a trap with Hershey's Kisses.
You know what?
And I just, yeah.
Seems like an amazing hunter. He seems like a smart, smart individual.
It's a Roadrunner cartoon.
You know what your prey wants to eat. You leave it out for them. You also give them a roadmap to where to find what they want to eat.
But what does he do when he gets him?
This is the thing. This is why I have realized as a good father that this is a terrible idea.
I think it's a bad idea to try and do this.
Why?
I don't think Santa Claus wants you trapping his elves.
Not like trap. I just want to see him. Because I know they're real. I believe in Santa Claus. So.
I know that. Well, that's not the question. The question is, you can't go trapping elves.
I want to see him actually flying. Cool.
I understand what you want, but trapping him is, it's like
not
an...
Not like trap. Not like I want to bring him with me to another state.
To
kidnapping him.
Well, yeah, that's a different crime.
Kidnap elves either.
Do you think I'm gonna kidnap an elf?
No, I don't. But I don't want you. Up until a few minutes ago, I didn't think you were gonna try and trap one either. But you've got string and dental floss and you tape measures and Hershey's kisses. You got a whole elaborate plan. You've written notes. You kind of remind me of Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible. You're setting this whole trap. It's pretty good.
Dun, 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 dun.
You're not going to see him fly because you're not recording anything. You're just setting dental floss wires and
in a bell,
Hershey kisses.
And a bell so I can hear it. And then I'll go out and look.
I've seen the way you sleep. If that bell goes off, you're going to be like this. What? What? What was that? What? Huh? What? Huh? What? And then you're going to open your eyes and Ziggy will be gone. And you'll be like, oh, I missed it.
You sleep through my screaming, calling your name to wake up in the morning. You think you're going to wake up to a little
ding, ding, ding. I love you.
Love you too.
No elf trapping.
I'm just saying, if a dude broke into my house and was surveilling me and my family, I'd be within every right to detain him.
Lol.
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 So citizen's arrest is what you're saying.
I'm just saying, you know, this elf. Does the elf have permission?
Wow.
Do you think I'm going to kidnap an elf?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Annie has finally made it into the studio here this morning.
Yes.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I mean, nothing better than starting your day with popping a tire.
I thought we were going to get to call you during traffic to get an update from the Pike.
So I'm just so glad it's not me.
Honestly.
Yeah, that's true.
First person I called was Kennedy because I was like, I don't know. I've never popped a tire before.
Yeah, what do I do in this situation?
And in proper Kennedy form, my phone died right in the middle of talking to her. So I just left her high and dry.
So you're driving in this morning, and we drive in pretty early. It's probably 4 o'clock in the morning. You're on the Pike. And so are you at like speed at 50, 60 miles an hour and it goes out?
No, so I'm getting off the exit, literally the Brighton-Cambridge exit.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know what I hit, something in the road, right. And I could hear my tire and I was like, what is that?
Did you pull over like immediately because...
So I pulled over.
Okay.
Because
you don't want to drive on a rim.
Yeah, so then I pulled over, I put the hazards on and everything. And I get out and I'm like, no.
Were you backing up any traffic or what was happening?
It was a little early.
It was still early, but people coming by were beeping at me. And I'm like, what do you want me to do? I'm pulled over. My hazards are on. I'm sorry that I popped my tire at 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't even get to have my coffee because I'm shaking and I'm trying to call AAA and the Stadies and the tow guy.
You don't call to your dad?
Well, I called my dad. And
oh my God, what did Tom say? He's like, I'll be right there.
He's like, hello, where are you? Are you okay? Are you in jail? I'm like, no. So I don't have my AAA card on me.
Okay. You don't ever need it, just FYI.
Yeah.
They'll take it. Mm-mm, they don't care.
So I call AAA and the guy's like, you have to have your card on you. If you don't, they could refuse you service.
Which has never happened to me and I use AAA monthly.
So now I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to be stuck on this ramp forever and someone's going to hit me. So I call my dad and I'm like, I don't know what to do. He's like, oh, whatever. So the AAA guy calls the state police because
Why?
The Pike is a restricted road. So you can't call AAA to the Pike. It has to be a Stadie, and the Stadie has to call a tow truck.
They have to call like their approved tow truck.
Your tax dollars agencies. In action, Carson.
Yeah. Yes. I found this out. Remember, I did the same thing in Storo a couple years ago and with my motorcycle, and it was the same thing. Yeah.
So the Stadie pulls up like with this flashlight, and I'm like, I'm just trying to get to work.
I'm not drunk, I swear.
I know. Well, that's probably what they get at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
I'm like, fact. I work right down there. I just popped a tire.
Did you tell him what you do for a living?
No. I should have, though.
Yeah.
He was not ready to talk.
No. That doesn't always work.
No. And he just didn't know.
Were you trying to flirt with him?
No, I just said, hi, I'm Annie. And he's like, I don't care what your name is.
Ma'am, please get back in your vehicle.
So the tow truck guy comes.
And, no, I don't want to talk to your father.
Stop helping me with the tire.
Talk to my dad.
Ma'am, I don't want to tell you about my family.
Will
please
you tell my
stop
dad
asking
I'm not
me
in
questions.
Jail?
Yeah. Please, enough with the Christmas spirit, okay? Stop, please.
No, I don't want to come in and meet Lori.
Yeah, no. I'm not going to stop by your house and tell your dad what happened.
Mind you, I have 6 trash bags full of toys from the middle school. Oh. And
you should have told him you were Santa.
Ma'am, are you living living in your car? Is this a situation? Are you homeless?
Are you homeless?
Yes.
Do you need my help?
I get in the tow truck. First of all, I'm like so excited to sit in a tow truck. I've never sat in one before. It's so high up.
Man, please stop touching the buttons in the tow truck.
Have
please,
you ever
please.
Had a flat tire before?
I've never gotten into a car accident. I've never had a flat tire. I've
Not
never gotten pulled over.
Hey, you made it.
You are now an adult that's had a flat tire.
And of course, the tow truck driver was from Quincy. So he's telling me all these places I can go to get my tire fixed after work today. And I'm like, oh, you know,
seriously,
Quincy
once they get there, they're the nicest people in the whole world.
Nicest people.
AAA is my best friend.
But he was like, did you just come from a flight? I was like, they're trash bags. Do you think I travel with giant black trash
bags? You ever seen Tommy Boy?
Yeah. I'm not saying he's far off the mark.
What does that say about me as a person?
Did you tell him you were on the radio?
No.
I didn't tell anyone.
He said, I'm from Quincy, and I travel around with trash bags.
I was just so hungry.
At 4 o'clock in the morning in Cambridge.
So hungry, needed a coffee, was just sitting there, and I'm like, how is this happening to me? It's not even 5 a.m.
What does it say about you when they think you travel with trash bags?
Did you just come from a flight?
Like, they look at you like...
Because the amount of stuff that they see on the daily would surprise you.
I know, but it just...
But you see my bright, shining face.
Indeed. They're not used to that. They're used to people swearing.
Ma'am,
and being mad.
Stop bouncing up and down in the truck, please, please.
Can you drop me off at work?
Oh, ma'am.
No, ma'am. I don't want to talk to your father.
Stop reclining the bed,
Dad. I don't need any bail money. I'm okay. I just popped a tire.